Good morning.
Yes, it is.
7:30, we got several of us here anyway.
Enough.
Enough. That's what we're going for. Every time it gets into the summer season, and we're just trying to count to four at this point. So for our meeting today, we're going to excuse, who is not here? Alex? Where's Alex? He's on vacation. He's out of town. Okay, we'll excuse Alex. And the mayor is at the Conference of Mayors. So if we don't want to excuse him, we can direct the police chief to go place him under arrest. Is it? No?
Yes.
You don't want to send him to Hawaii?
Orlando.
Orlando? Our police chief is suddenly disappointed. All right. For the first order of business is to convene a special council meeting to consider the form-based code. We have a motion to approve by Councilmember Richens, seconded by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any discussion by council?
Yeah, actually. You don't want to.
Councilwoman Higgins.
Are you serious? You don't want to have a presentation? We just want to jump in.
Well,
we know, but maybe those playing at home might be interested.
We're ready to give one. It's up to the council. We're ready to.
I have no idea what giving birth is like, but I feel this is about as close as I could possibly get.
This is an exciting day, sir.
Thank you.
I feel like it's over, and I'm glad. And it is an exciting day. This is the first true form-based code that's been adopted in this state. I think it is going to be a game changer, particularly for.
In the valley.
We can say that. In the valley.
This is a very
I have been told that Flagstaff adapted it. This is the first form-based code adopted in the great state of Maricopa. There are going to be people who hate me for saying that one. But I know that there are a couple of cities that took it part and parcel from Smart Code or maybe made some minor changes to this, but this one truly was crafted to the specific situation of Mesa to try to maximize what we have in our downtown and several other nodes throughout the state. So this was yeoman's work, fantastic work that was done. So does anyone need to hear anything else on this? What is it, 4-year-long process or so?
2 years.
How long?
2.5 years.
2.5 years? Felt like four. Councilwoman Higgins.
Thank you. So the question is, we're adopting that today, and then everything being built in the future will follow the form-based code in the downtown area.
Vice Mayor, Councilwoman Higgins, you'll adopt it today. There'll be a 30-day appeal period before it becomes effective. However, you're adopting it as an opt-in code. So each property owner would first have to opt into the code before it would become effective on their property. As soon as they do opt in, though, it's effective from that day forward.
All right. So explain how that is.
So let's clear. We talked a little bit about this last week. Whereas when we did the zoning code update, that was a different in the way it was applied to everyone. This is really, we try to make it a incentive, I guess, for property owners to come to us, and we try to build in elements that would make attractive for development. So they, and talk about how they opt in, what would a property owner have to do?
Essentially, we have a 1 or 2 page form where they'll just list out what their parcel number, they'll sign it in front of a notary saying that I accept the form-based code transect that has been shown on the regulating plan. As soon as they sign that, the zoning becomes effective on their property from that day forward.
So is the new senior housing project being built under the form-based code?
Well, as being city property, as soon as the city opts into the code, then it can be developed under the code.
Vice Mayor, are we opting into the code, Council? Are we opting into the code for our own
In that
property?
Case, actually, I believe we have agreement with the property owner. That's our intention.
Our intention for all our properties to opt into the form-based code?
As they're being developed, I think that's something we would have.
I would think we would, like immediately, if not sooner, be the leaders in the community.
That would be truly sad if we didn't adopt our own.
Well, I just
2.5 years of work that felt like four.
I imagine that'll probably be a priority as we look at each property.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fantastic. Is there any other comment?
All right. Wait, one more thing. No. Anything that you're just dying to share? Because I would like to, you know, they've waited a long time to share any major highlights, anything?
Unfortunately, like the council, we have been here many times as well. I don't know that we can give you new information. We are very excited for this, though. We see a lot of potential in what this can mean for us in our daily activities and what happens here.
Okay.
Great.
I would like to say one thing.
No.
I would just like to acknowledge the work of staff on this. This really has been a cutting-edge project. We haven't done this type of a form. Jeff has taken the lead on it, along with our consultant, and they've really done a great job, had a lot of public outreach, a lot of input on how this is going to affect future development in the downtown. So just like to acknowledge all of the very hard work of Jeff and the rest of the planning staff.
Yeah, like I all said, right, that was great. Yeoman's work. That was a lot of hard work. That was pretty some grunt work. I do not have any blue cards in front of me. I do not see any in front of you. Is there anybody that wants to make a comment? Question? Profanity? No? Okay. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Nays? None? Motion carries unanimously. I have a motion adjourned by Councilmember Richens, second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. We are adjourned.